LETS stands for Local Exchange and Trading Schemes. These give people the opportunity to trade skills or goods without cash changing hands. Liz Shepherd, one of the founders of LETS in the UK, explains what attracted her to the idea.
I come from a very large family and I know the value of families in terms of support of all different kinds. And of course, many, many people don't have access to anything like that. Increasingly, we're an atomised society. Life becomes increasingly difficult and expensive. And it's no wonder that we get this sort of polarisation with people ending up on the street, because there isn't that kind of informal safety net. My initial attraction to LETS, I suppose, was to try to develop something that was independent of the general economic situation. I was looking at things like the debt problem, not just the third world debt, but the debt problem for people in this country, interest owed to the banks, and how the poverty trap works. And seeing that so many people were caught in this trap, looking for a way, a self-help way, a cooperative way, where people could assist one another without having to go to the banks. And trying to build on the notion of almost create an extended family.
I hadn't quite grasped that LETS had evolved more from grassroots communities, from communities that are interested mostly in green politics and perhaps people who are interested in cashless societies.
Jan Hurst is a LETS development officer in an anti-poverty team in Greenwich. She hopes to broaden the application of the scheme.
LETS for me is a very useful tool for community development. The issue for me is around where people are participating and where they're doing that, they're actually excluding other people, especially if it's people involved in something with shared interests. Greenwich Council has adopted a community development approach to LETS, which is really to raise the profile about the scheme, expose the scheme to the widest community, so all people have the opportunity to join if that's what they want to do.
For Peter Jones, LETS enables him to trade his skills for things his family needs. He's been taking part in a scheme based on an estate in Greenwich.
Well, I joined LETS because I've got certain skills. I'm a qualified mechanical engineer as well as qualified electronics engineer. After I had my accident, I couldn't go back into the mechanical because I've got a bad back now and I can't lift very heavy things. Then I saw this notice in the window in this council office, and it was called the Ferrier Neighbourhood Project at that time. And then from there, they said, well, we're thinking about starting up something called LETS. And I said, well, what's LETS? And she said, well, it's like a bartering system that you use your skills to do jobs for other people. So I said, oh, well, that's interesting. You know, we'll get the kitchen decorated and I can do things for other people without it actually costing me an arm and a leg to do it. And it basically went on from there. Right, I'll show you how to run this.
Peter has been passing on computer skills to Roger Bunker, a member of another Greenwich LETS group.
Control Amiga, isn't it? Reset.
Yes. Peter's been very good because we've both got the interest in Amiga computers. And Peter's actually got rid of his Amiga and gone on to PC. But he still enjoys playing with the Amiga because the Amiga is a lot of fun. And he's teaching me at the same time, because even though I've had an Amiga for a long time, there's a lot of it I still don't understand. It's not really a trade. It's developed much more than that. It's become a real friendship, I think.
It now thinks it's a 500.
I see, yeah.
So now your kind words program will work.
Oh, magic. Hopefully sometime I'll be able to help him with something and repay him that way.
To pay for his computer classes, Roger hasn't parted with any cash. Instead, scheme members exchange LETS units.
Our group uses keys, Peter's group uses squares, and it doesn't really matter because I give him so many keys, he can use them with our LETS group. And I believe there is a sort of banking system where we can exchange keys for squares and triangles or whatever else the other groups use. Rather like being in the Euro.
Roger is partially sighted. He joined a Let's group with a specific need in mind. He and his fiancée Rachel were planning their marriage.
We was hoping to find some help for the wedding, like the wedding cars, help with the catering, that kind of thing. And we decided that we would try to earn some keys and see if we could get people to do our flowers and pay for our flowers that way. I've got an old lady I go to, Vera, and I do her garden for her. I went to her to earn keys to pay for what I needed, because I didn't want to work on a deficit.